Hi, I'm Paola and I'm your host at Itcha's podcast. Itcha is the place for entertainment recommendations. In this episode, I speak with London author Rachel Kelly. First of all, I would like to ask you about your passion for writing, how it came about. Did it start at an early age, perhaps?
Yes, I've always loved writing. I studied sort of essay subjects, you might say, at school. I studied history at Oxford, and then I was a journalist at the Times newspaper for 10 years. And then last year, I published my memoir with the publisher Hodder & Stoughton.
When did you first discover poetry?
I think children naturally are drawn to poetry, to the rhythm and the rhyme. And, you know, if you look in a playground that people do, children do chants. But I was very lucky in my mother, and I always did turn to poetry in times of need.
You talk in articles about the healing power of poetry. How did you find out about that effect on mental health?
Well, what happened was is that I was in a psychiatric hospital and I was being treated with very strong drugs. My mother was there and I was holding her hand by my she was next to my bed, and she started repeating at first just one line, a gentle mantra. And the very first line that spoke to me is actually from the Bible. It's from Corinthians. And the line is, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." It was a positive story. It was that something good would come out of this very dark place. These poems helped change the story in my head, made me think more positively, made me feel less alone, and they made a huge difference to my recovery. They were literally a lifeline.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you have a favourite poem or poet that you would like to recommend to others?
Yes, I think that the poems that spoke most to me, well, there were two types really. The first were poems which you might call spiritual or religious poems. I think they can speak to people even if they're not necessarily just. The poet of the 17th century is called George Herbert, and there was something important to me about the fact that he was from several centuries ago, a sort of feeling of holding hands across the century, that this was our common humanity. And the poem that most spoke to me from him was a poem he calls Love. And it's really a poem about becoming gentler and more compassionate to yourself, because one of the characteristics of mental illness and depression is you're very hard on yourself. And the first verse goes, "Love bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin." And this is exactly what was happening in my head. I couldn't find the loving voice in my head. I think then as I began to get better, one of the characteristics of mental illness and depression is you become very inward-looking, mm-hmm. and you cease to be able to connect with other people and with the outside world. And a huge thing for me were some of the best of the nature poems, poems that made me once more alive to the beauty of the natural world as a kind of first step to once again moving from a very inward-looking, very negative story to kind of appreciating the world around me. So there were poets like Gerard Manley Hopkins, who described the wonder of nature. And sometimes just even a very simple, humorous poem could sometimes make a difference. And sometimes humour is another wonderful way that you can come back and be in the moment. And there's a nice little poem that I remember making me laugh for the first time. And it's called "To the Man in Search of Rural Seclusion." And it goes like this. It goes, "When all else fails, try Wales."
Okay. So would you say for someone who's quite new to poetry, maybe that would be a good starting point?
Yes, I think that's right. I think in the end, poetry can work a little bit like therapy in the sense that it can help you sort of look at the world differently. So for example, there's a lovely poem by someone called Raymond Carver, an American poet, who wrote a poem called Happiness. And he just describes two small boys, and they're just doing the paper round early one morning. And it's really just about finding pleasure in the most ordinary things and just becoming attentive and noticing. And it sort of just sums up a very sort of different approach to life that's really helped me.
Yeah, that's a beautiful image.
What I did is I made a poetry app with all the yes. poems that mm-hmm. most helped me. Yeah. And it's free. The poems are all divided up according to when you might need them.
Thanks, Rachel, for an excellent podcast. If you would like to find out more about the poems mentioned during the podcast, you can find them in the notes. And if you find this conversation useful, please share with your friends on social media.